I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Okay, let's put a stop to this with these goofball Republicans. That's right, right now. I'm talking about the fact that as we speak this morning, the Republican that heads up the House Veterans Affairs Committee Chairman Phil Rowe, Republican from the great state of Tennessee, has drafted legislation that would charge our soldiers, military people, $100 a month for access to the GI Bill. Now, I know I'm hitting you with something I just found out this morning, and I saw it on Fox and Friends. Listen to this explanation from this guy, Joey Jones, who is a retired military representative of the various people that keep track of military affairs, happened to see was on Fox and Friends this morning. Here's what he said.
We need to support veterans in their transition. And the GI Bill is this large fix to a much more specific problem. There are service members who don't need to go to a four-year state school. They need to go learn how to weld or have the training they had in service certified in the civilian sector. There's a lot they can do at the House Veterans Affairs Committee to propose ways to take care of our veterans and get them successfully transitioning. And this tax on the GI Bill just isn't it.
Tax on the GI Bill. Now, I'd love to hear from you. If you have a pulse at all, you know, over the years, I've said, and it's true, I can't think of one thing that the federal government spends on one federal program that is better than the GI Bill. Now, he made a good point there. You know, maybe it has to be broadened out to not mean just college and all that, but other programs that help veterans transition. But this nitwit, Republican. Yeah, that's right. Some Republicans are nitwits when they go down this path. It makes you wonder. It plays into a bad meme here about some Republicans. They think we should charge the proposal, our soldiers, our people in the military, $100 a month until they reach a total of $2,400. Now, think about how little they're paid right now. It is appalling. That's one problem. That would make them eligible. So the idea is, they're saying it's an attempt. Just think about the rocket scientists, Republicans, that came up with this. It's an attempt to stop future cutbacks in this area because these people will have paid in, and I guess they think public sentiment will then say, no, you can't cut the GI Bill. Really? That's what the idea is. So we're going to take military people, people willing to put their lives on the line, all right? People that are being paid a measly wage, that go through all kinds of things for us. We have this great idea that everybody agrees with, I would think. Now, I'm open to hear there might be tweaks here and there with the GI Bill. You heard the guy we played, so that it's broadened out into other kinds of transitioning. We have some great sponsors, all kinds of things we've done over the years in this issue of helping veterans be recognized when they're done their service into military life and to transition. And these guys want to take $100, I guess, a month for a total of $2,400 from their pay so that they buy into GI benefits. And if they don't do that, they haven't bought into GI benefits, the GI Bill, and apparently they don't get it. What kind of people, what are we doing with these idiots in Congress who are almost never there, but when they are there, they're coming up with stuff like this. And again, I don't care about party on this stuff. It's not about Democrats. Oh, well, we're uncomfortable. We can't be bashing a Republican. How dare you? 855-839-1210. I'd love to hear your experience with the GI Bill. What kind of mentality What kind of thought process? Then the spin when they get caught. And the back and forth. And, well, you don't understand this, and you don't understand that. Now, this is pretty clear. This is what the proposed idea is. And this guy heads up the House Veterans Affairs Committee, saying that people who have served, people when they're serving, take $100 a month, I believe it is, total of $2,400, I know that. And then you will bought, you don't buy into the GI Bill. You get the GI Bill as a small payment from a grateful nation for putting it on the line. Whether you were in combat, not combat, wherever you are, whatever godforsaken place you were protecting us. 855-839-1210. I'd love to get you on board. And I think, I'm glad Fox and Friends had this on this morning. They started talking about it. You would hope, if enough of us talk about this, if there's enough, this guy will slink off into the night. He'll come up with some story by this afternoon and say, oh, you guys didn't know what I was up to. I wasn't really up to that. And away we go. I, over the years, I remember when they were recasting the GI Bill. Remember that? I think I had John McCain on. And there was great debate about the GI Bill and what should be done in the second iteration of it. I do know with the first GI Bill, I remember when I was at LaSalle, then college, and later university. They had stories of the first generation of people that were able to go to college, and they were able to go to college. Why? Because of the GI Bill. It's one of the few instances I can point to where the government actually has done something that, by and large, works. And we want to charge. Just think about it. Sitting around talking about this, our military, $2,400 to buy into this. And those that don't wouldn't be eligible to use the GI Bill. This is a Republican. Now, I don't know this guy per se. Sometimes Republicans don't get it on stuff like this. And I think both it's the right thing to do and the political thing to do to even look at, why do we pay the military so little? Why? Why are we continuing to do that? Why do we pay police officers so little? It just amazes me. Well, you know, you get the benefit. No benefits. We ought to be paying them more. Don't we agree on that? It's ridiculous. All right, let me start off with Rob. He's in Medford Lakes with Dom here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Rob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dom. I'm a school certifying official, and what that means is all I do is GI Bill certification.
Okay.
For every chapter, the post-9/11 GI Bill is the most popular.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, they pay the schools directly, and the service member gets a housing allowance and a book stipend. And that's the most expensive. The post 9/11 is the most expensive GI Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and all this is, it just reeks of trying to end this program outright. It's costing billions of dollars. I've been doing this for about 7 years, and I've seen different regulations come down that have made this harder and harder year after year to use. You know, they've cut certain things. You've had to do other things to you know, basically make the VA the absolute last payer because they just, you know, the Congress is saying, hey, we're spending all this money. Is there a way that we can make this less attractive for people to get involved in? I think it's wrong.
Wow. And I think that's something here that this guy's doing. You know, and if this guy, Phil Rowe, stands up and says something like, well, there won't be any free riders here. You have to pay your way in. He's in Tennessee, but I'd get on a bus to have to go there and defeat this clown.
They are paying. They're paying by putting their lives.
Yes. Yeah. Think of the cost of that. That's exactly right.
You have to be an active duty service member to be eligible for this.
Yeah.
And there are levels. You could be 100% if you do 36 months. If it's below 36 months, it's a tiered approach. So there is some aspect of this where you do have to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do 36 months of active duty, you should not have to pay a dime. And that's the way it was intended.
Right. And Rob, thank you for the information, because the average person listening, I think, says, wait a minute. You got to do 36 months versus whatever the other criteria ought to be. It ought to be at the minimal standard. Americans support this. I don't think I'll find anyone all morning long who would say otherwise. And you have to be insane to be down this path.
And that's active duty. So you're putting yourself right in harm's way at that point.
Where anything could happen. And given all these wars, skirmishes, or whatever, anything could happen to you. Thanks, Rob. Thanks for that background. And again, don't be uncomfortable because it's a Republican. If we're a Democrat, oh, man. No, sometimes these guys go off the rail. There's a lot of things to be cut. This is not one of them. This is one of the all-American great programs that works, in my view. And it's a small token to pay back. But it gets at the broader issue every time this stuff comes up. Is it any wonder with clowns like this that the veterans, situations we see with the hospitals and everything else that goes on, and how much should we be paying the military versus what they are paid? 855-839-1210. I mean, it is amazing with all the things in the federal government to go after that this guy would be drafting this under the notion. Here's what his argument is. The argument is that by making them pay in, then these benefits won't be taken away. And no, that's a lie. It's a fraud. No, it's a fraud. What it is, it's trying to keep the number lower of the people that qualify for this benefit because, I don't know, it must be relatively costly. I don't care what it costs. You know, this isn't like the $600 toilet seat. Let me broaden it out to that. I do care with some of the military nonsense. Every weapon is not the weapon we need. Every weapon with cost overruns and all that ought to be scrutinized, every dime of it. This is not one of those things, though. This is about us offering a small token to those that are protecting us every day, is it not? Let's go to Tony in Barrington. He's in on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Dom. How you doing?
Very good, Tony.
All the time.
Thank you, Tony.
I did 10 years in the Air Force from 1980 to 1990, and when I got out, I went to Lincoln Technical School in Pennsauken and took up air conditioning and heating. I was an aircraft mechanic in the Air Force.
Mm-hmm.
So I translated that, and they did pay for my technical school. It took me a lot of paperwork and running hoops, but Ron Reagan was president then,
mm-hmm.
which was great, and everybody helped me out. And me and my friend, who was a Vietnam veteran, we started our own air conditioning business.
Great.
And we just retired. I'm 61. He's 64. And we worked for like 22 years at our own business, which was great. And we hired people. And see, if they cut stuff like that, they're only going to hurt the American economy. I don't know these Republicans anymore. And I'm full-fledged conservative.
Well, right. So, this guy's not. This is either... Tony, he's just stupid. That's one thing here. Or, as I think, he's both stupid, and this is a clumsy attempt to cut costs. Thank you for your service, Tony, and thanks very much. Anybody see it differently? Well, you know, I can't be listening to the show. You're going after a Republican here. No, some of these guys, I mean, you got to weed them out. And this plays into the narrative, too, on Republicans sometimes, that they don't want to pay people that have put it on the line, like police officers here locally. Sometimes the Republican Party just doesn't come through on this stuff. That was the impression of Ronald Reagan. Guess who's broken through that he will take care of veterans? Trump. And that was a big deal to a lot of people. 855-839-1210. All right, more calls coming up. And at about 9:30, Bill's alma mater is in the news big time. And we have Pensbury about the prom, and we found something out. We have a video around that I'll let him break down. We're Zapruder filming it right now in the back room. We got a team of experts in on this to see if, when you hear some of the posters here at this prom, it's funny stuff, slice of life, but serious too. Straight ahead with Dom here on a Friday morning, Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.